The feedback from the assessors is that people are, you know, undertaking a fantastic range of activities and breadth and depth in terms of CPD. So I don't think from the point of view of the regulator we have a concern that, you know, that CPD isn't actually making a real difference. Mm.
Yeah. What sort of calls do you get around this though?
It's usually the focus upon maybe not how many hours do we have to do? And I said obviously we don't have to do a stipulated number of hours, but people don't have time to do CPD. That because it states in the standards that we should have about one afternoon a month to do this, and people say that they're unable to have that at work, so therefore they can't do their CPD. So it's unpicking that, say, about our own responsibilities to do it kind of when we can within our own time, and that just the acknowledgement that it's continuous. So you could be on the train on the way home, reading Twitter, reading the news, reading something online, going onto our website. So it's just trying to make it part of what we do every day, reflecting upon it, you know, a piece of learning, something you've had in the day, an experience, meeting with a service user, supervision you had that day, anything, making it part of what we're doing all the time, because people, we're doing it constantly. It's just acknowledging that, and it does have an impact on what we're doing. It's just being able to stop and reflect upon that and acknowledge it.
So it's making the space to articulate the impact of what we're already doing, whereas sometimes we don't necessarily realise we're doing it. Yeah. I think when it comes to impact, for me, there's three components we need to remember. We've got to remember that we are learning, like you say, capture those moments when they happen, and just appreciate that we are learning from. It might be something informal, or it might be that we're reading an article from the journal, so we've got to capture what we've learned. We've got to then be able to articulate the changes we're going to make into our practice, but then also something around then saying, well, how that's benefited the people who use the services. Mm-hmm. I think there's those three elements when it comes to impact, mm-hmm. and we need to tick all of those off.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Hopefully that's why people are doing CPD, mm-hmm. in order to make a difference, mm-hmm. and you know they're in that way demonstrating that they have that commitment to continually developing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we make an impact as well when it's not just an add-on. Like we said, it's not all about the HCPC audit. It's not all about just keeping a dusty file somewhere on the shelf. It's all about living it and making it part of what we do.
And it's a challenge though, isn't it? Because in the busy realities of everyone's work, whatever set, you know, work is so busy. Sometimes it's just trying to grab those moments to actually appreciate some learning has happened and to try and capture it. And, you know, it's not easy, but at the same time, if you make it a way of thinking, it just becomes second nature.
Yeah. Some of it's learning through doing, isn't it? Yes. Reflective practice, you know, all of those kind of things, which, as you say, you're already doing, actually, and you don't always realise it. But
things like responding to a consultation, or, you know, the work that you might do for a specialist section, or some voluntary work, you know, that's
chairing
all.
Chairing meetings,
maybe hosting a journal club session, or it's all that.
Yeah, as long as there's that developmental quality, then it's absolutely part of your CPT, absolutely.
Mm. But it's about being creative in how you do it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely.